Slava, it was a full-blooded affair for a challenge match.
It was a good game. I think the both games were really good. The opponent we definitely wanted to play. Me and Shev spoke very early in the summer and said if we can do a preseason between us, that'd be great for both teams. And I think both teams got a really good workout. It was just good intensity. It was really high speed. It was physical. It was a lot of good things there, yeah.
Was the team performance as you expected and as you hoped?
For the first preseason, yes, we're improved period by period, shift by shift. Our worst period out of the six was the first one in Basingstoke. And then period by period, we addressed it, and I think we're improved, and that's all you need right now. You need to give guys a bit of time. Obviously, it's been a long summer, and then refresh things and start building on that. And the main thing is continuation and the progress, and we have seen the progress in the last 2 days.
Did you see much change in the quality, given it's a different league with less imports?
I think, for me, surprisingly, the speed was there. I think it was really high-intensity level hockey compared to some games I watched already. In different, obviously different teams played, and I think there is many things were pretty similar to last year. Basingstoke play a very interesting style of hockey, very successful for them, and there is a lot of good things we would like to take out of that as well. So huge credit to them. They lost a lot of quality, but the hockey is still there. So, I think if anything, you're probably looking at 2-3 top end guys, imports who maybe manage the puck a little bit better, their IQ a little bit higher, the experience, and that's the only difference. And other than that, I thought it was really good level.
Some good performances, obviously, from the team. A few individuals perhaps pick out. Alish for his hat-trick. Lee Jamieson as well. I thought he contributed well. Salem, there was some good performances.
Yes. We always want to, obviously, point out as a team performance, but individually there was a lot of good things, like the names you mentioned. I think Weldon Line with Paddy and Jamie worked really well. There is some connection there already. I think Owen, Darius and Salem, they are really, really fast guys. There was lots of good things, a lot of good speed and grit and determination. One-on-one, they're pretty strong. I think Nagzi did a great job. Second game in, we always knew he's got ability to play, but we knew that he hasn't had a lot of minutes, and today he was just example. He's a young kid. He's going to make mistakes, and he's going to get better at correcting them. But I thought all in all, he had a great game. Pika played solid. Benny, Robbie, like he never been off the ice. And I was pleased with Glenn's performance. It's many names you can call. That again, it's a progression from game one to game two. It was a lot of good things.
Talk about progression. Obviously, another challenge match weekend, head-to-head against Swindon Wildcats next weekend.
Yes, it's a different style of play, different team. So it's going to be very interesting and exciting to see how they do, because, again, they are one of the favourites, and it's a great preseason, as I can see.
Yeah. You say Swindon are one of the favourites, but I guess you'd hope that Phantoms are also, if not the favourite for the league and other silverware this season?
It's too early to say. On the paper, we always look in the previous years and we identify teams who we think is going to be at the top end. I'm sure us, Basingstoke, Swindon, potentially should be there fighting for the silverware. We have to not forget about Bracknell. We have to not forget about Streatham. And obviously, might be some surprises as well elsewhere, because we've played those teams. We don't know the styles of hockey they play and their weaknesses and their strengths. So, to answer to your question, I think we should be in the mix, or we are in the mix. to be one of the favorites, and obviously mentality of the team have to change as well.